Well, guys, I don't think anyone saw that one coming, at least the way it came.
And the Patriots certainly heard that last week and had a major chip on their shoulder, including the quarterback and your left tackle, Logan Mankins.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they heard people questioning
the
not
experts.
Well, not just whether or not they'd win, which
the geniuses at PFW.
Which I think the majority of people didn't think they would win, but questioned their toughness.
Yeah.
And that riled him.
Yeah, I didn't get the questioning the toughness. Now listen, we all thought that this was gonna be a very tough game, and it turns out it wasn't. It was a blowout. But I didn't get the questioning the if you didn't watch the first 14 games and figure out that this team had some resiliency and some toughness, I don't know what you were watching. With all the guys that have been hurt all season long, they've responded to all kinds of different adversity, late game comebacks, all kinds of things. Everything they can imagine this team has encountered at some point during the season. I think that we can put to rest any of those questions, and I didn't have any questions about the toughness of the team heading into the game.
Well, I think Mankins was taking it literally on the field.
Right.
And I think there may have been a little bit, I'm not going to say he's calling out his coaches, but a little maybe Josh McDaniels' message, we can run the ball. We can run the ball in the red zone. We can run the ball in 4 minutes. We can run out the game. We can have one-yard touchdown runs. We can have a blunt seven-yard touchdown run where he fights for it. I think there was a hint of, we can be a running-based team. You're dealing with all this stuff in the passing game. Let's blow some people off the ball and just run the ball.
But he even mentioned in the passing game, you know, we hit guys in protection.
Yep.
You know, I think he was talking about style of play, who we are as men out on the football field. We're tough.
But I do agree with Andy. I think he was talking as much to us, but I think he was talking as much to his own coaching staff. Put it on us. You know, the running backs, I talked to Shane Vereen last week on this show. Do you want to have that burden? Do you guys want to have this? Right now, you have all kinds of questions outside with your receivers, but the running backs right now are a pretty healthy group. You know, I mean, of course, I say this, and then Vereen ends up leaving the game early in the game. But, you know, you have Blunt and Ridley, and they were running really physical style between the tackles, and that's exactly what Logan Mankins was talking about.
Yeah. So, you know, as the game transpired, it was obvious that the Patriots came to play this game. Whether or not the Ravens did, I mean, it was a tough physical game. Both teams were hitting.
Yep.
Phil Simms, I know on TV, questioned whether or not the brace might have affected, Flacco. But I think overall, it was in all three phases of the game won by the Patriots. It wasn't any one thing, I thought.
No, I think in all three phases, they won this game. And even without the sort of the cheap points late, they dominated. This was their best win of the season, their best road win of the season, and maybe in 3 or 4 years. They went on the road in a playoff environment and took it to the Ravens. Flacco didn't play well. Whether he can use the brace or the knee as an excuse, you know, that one time he fell down, that didn't even seem to be related to the knee or the brace.
And in Flacco's defense, he refused to go there. He refused to talk about the knee brace or anything. He said it was all on him, and it was. I mean, my God, the first quarter was as bad a game as you could play for a quarterback of his ability. And this is a guy who has lit up the Patriots in the past. It's not like he can't do it against good teams.
Right.
He's had a lot of success throwing the ball against the Patriots, and he missed guys by wide margins in that first quarter, and that set the tone. It's 14-0 at the end of that quarter. Baltimore had opportunities, and he missed them.
And he didn't alter his game. Even if you say, okay, because of the knee or the brace, I can't get the ball down the field, whatever, if you want to give him an out on that, well, he didn't alter his game and start hitting his underneath receivers. He refused almost at times, seemingly, to hit some of the short passes. He tried to keep going deep, and it could have gotten much uglier. I mean, he had three picks. Probably could have had three more. Probably could have been a six-pick type game.
Right.
If Devin McCourty was a wide receiver, he might have had 10 picks in that
game. He had his hands on two balls that he should have caught. Staying on that side, it was interesting to see Tlaib lining up on the outside once again. He wasn't matching up with any one particular guy, but what do you read into that going forward?
It's good that he's back on the outside. You know, he was on the left side. He pretty much stayed there, didn't chase anybody around. Torrey Smith kind of, when he was over there, he covered him. When he wasn't, it was a different matchup. I thought he looked better than a guy that just has to be in the slot. You know, we were wondering, was he in the slot in Miami because he physically can't run around anymore or can't compete? I thought he was competitive, not September competitive, but better than a guy that I think is relegated to slot duty.
On offense, you know, the Patriots did pretty much the same thing they did against Miami at the outset, where they start with Blunt, try to establish that run, you know, to soften up the defense for the play action. And it was effective.
It was
two
effective
for two
enough. Most importantly was the red zone. You started off, you had a three and out, but then when you got the big pass interference, you punch it in. You take advantage of the opportunities. You kick a field goal there, and then all of a sudden you're saying, well, it's just like Miami. We're in the red zone, but we can't punch it in. To me, that was the key. We talked about it coming in. Red zone chances, taking full advantage of them, and they did that. And with the way the Ravens were playing, once you sort of established that 14-17 point lead, it just didn't really feel like the Ravens had a chance of coming back. And, you know, it wasn't a huge offensive day. Brady had 170 yards passing, whatever it was. Good, solid 76 yard from Blunt. But when it mattered, they made the plays they needed, opposite of the Ravens where, okay, fourth and one, we need a first down. We don't get it. It was sort of Jekyll and
Hyde. It was sort of old-time Patriots football. Yep. It was like they took control of the game early. They played the game. They dictated the way the game was played from that point on. And then Brady just sort of managed it. For, you know, I think it was 14 for 26. So nothing, you know, too outrageous for him. You know, contrast that with the week before where he was throwing 55 passes against Miami in a similarly low-scoring game, 24-20. This was 20-7, until there was 2 minutes left in the game. But I thought they managed it a little bit differently. This was like a 2003 win where I think the game was over. In the old days, I would have been giving
the nod.
I don't do that anymore. But, you know, because there's been too many strange things that have happened. But this game, Andy and I looked at each other and we said, we feel like we're in pretty much control here at 17-0. I really never felt like they were threatened. Patriots coming off their best game of the season, and it was another very physical game as well, and it looks like injuries may have taken a toll once again. The most important one to me was Devin McCourty having to leave the game with a head injury in the second half. This really puts a lot of stress on that back end. I think McCourty really is the glue back there. But it was good to see Daron Harmon step in yet again. He's had to do it now a couple of times, first for Steve Gregory, now for McCourty. I think he's done a nice job. And Tavon Wilson even coming in at the end of the game, really haven't seen much on defense from him at all season. He comes in, makes a big play to cap the scoring, sort of put the cherry on the top of the sundae. But it's going to be interesting to see how this secondary reacts without McCourty if they're forced to do without him for much longer. Injuries already took a hold up front with that offensive line. We talked a little bit about Logan Mankins earlier in the show and what a great job he did at left tackle against Terrell Suggs. But I was very impressed with Josh Klein. You know why? I didn't know anything about Josh Klein coming into the game, and I still really don't know anything about him. And that's a good thing. That means he really didn't get beat at all inside with Haloti Ngata, who's a big, physical, tough presence inside for that Ravens defensive front. I thought he held his own. And really, Tom Brady wasn't under siege with that middle pressure that tends to bother him a lot. These are the kinds of physical fronts that have caused the Patriots to have problems offensively, and Josh Klein more than held his own. Great job by the rookie free agent. Finally, I want to mention the special teams, and the captain and really the leader of that group is Matthew Slater. And again, he just continues to turn in great play after great play after great play every single week. Phil Simms said he may be the very best in football. Chris Collinsworth said the very same thing a few weeks back against Denver. This guy goes down the field full throttle and goes after a guy like Jacoby Jones, who's very dangerous in the open field. He takes him down for just a real momentum-building tackle. And again, this is the kind of play that we come to expect from a guy like Matthew Slater. And those coverage units are great. He's the biggest reason why.
Coming up on Patriots Football Weekly.
What are you looking for under the Christmas tree this year?
Super Bowl ring.
Morning Meeting is brought to you by Verizon. Stay connected to your Patriots at home and on the go with Fios Quantum Internet and NFL Mobile from Verizon. That's powerful. Patriots Football Weekly is brought to you in part by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence for 75 years. Images of the Week, brought to you by Jack Daniels. Please drink responsibly.
Images of the Week from a hat and t-shirt game. The defense got at it in Baltimore. Here's Dante Hightower plugging the middle on Ray Rice. Kyle Arrington had his second sack in as many games. Finally, this was the cover of PFW. You got to give big kudos to Logan Mankins for jumping out to left tackle and handling Terrell Suggs.
Player Perspective is brought to you by Putnam Investments, pursuing performance excellence for 75 years.
Joining me now at Gillette Stadium is Patriots wide receiver Danny Amendola. Danny,
coming off a big win on Sunday in Baltimore. How much fun was that? Not just the hat and t-shirt part, which you guys actually clinched before the game, but to go on the road and put together that kind of performance.
It was a lot of fun. You know, we prepared hard during the week and, you know, ultimately wanted to come out with a win. And, you know, that's what happened. So we're all excited about that.
I know this is your first year here, obviously, but it seemed like there was a little bit of a chip on the shoulder of some of the players. I know Tom voiced it, saying that, you know, none of the experts picked us, and Logan Mankins voiced it. Was that true last week? Was there a little chip on your shoulder going on the road in Baltimore?
You always have a chip on your shoulder. You know, no matter who you're playing, you know, you all ultimately want to come out with a win. And, you know, we put a lot of work in throughout the week and, you know, strive for that W at the end on Sunday. So, you know, we're all excited about the win.
How about you personally? It seems like you've almost had a little more spark in recent weeks. Are you feeling better physically, or am I just reading too much into what I've seen from you? Or
I don't know. You know, I feel good and, you know, just ready for the next week to come up and, you know, ready to go.
It's obviously, for the rest of the world, a holiday week. How does that infringe upon, you know, the Bill Belichick plan of it's football, 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 and how hard is it as a veteran to balance family and Christmas and all that with football?
Well, ultimately, family is most important, and, you know, we get some time to spend with our family. Everybody loves Christmas, so, you know, but still got to get work in and have a good week to prepare for, you know, for Buffalo, so we're all excited.
I know Tom joked last week that he does all his shopping on Amazon. Are you Uncle Danny, or do you buy kids' toys on Amazon, or do you like to go to Toys R Us and play with them, figure out what's cool?
I'm an online shopper myself, just because it's easier, and you can ship them out to different places easy. So it's you know, Christmas is a great time for everyone.
How about for you? What are you looking for under the Christmas tree this year?
Super Bowl ring. So we got to work on that this week and keep on moving forward.
Another matchup where pass protection will be a focus. We're all praising Logan Mankins and the offensive line for the job they did a week ago, but the challenge does not get any easier this Sunday, Gillette Stadium. Buffalo Bills lead the NFL with 56 sacks coming in, had 7 last week against the Miami Dolphins, and they spread it out. Mario Williams, 13. Kyle Williams from defensive tackle, 10.5. Patriots will need to be strong across the front yet again to protect the franchise, Tom Brady, and get the win. I don't know if you've noticed, but it's been slim pickings this year for Tom Brady, as in just 10 interceptions and no multi-pick games. Looking to accomplish that for the first time in his career. Every other season, there's been a few of those 2, 3, even 4-pick contests. Not this year. It's been one at a time. But the Buffalo Bills, very good at taking it away through the year. 22 interceptions as a team. Bunch of guys with 4 interceptions. If Brady wants to finish the year with no multi-pick games, he's going to have to finish strong against the Bills. Flipping it to the defensive side of the ball, run defense in focus in the finale against the Bills. New England's been better in that area of late. Silver Silinga has solidified the defensive tackle spot, but the challenge is greater this week. Fred Jackson, CJ Spiller, both over 800 yards, both over 4.3 a carry. Run defense wants to be strong heading into January. Great test in the finale against the Bills.
Coming up on Patriots Football Weekly.
I don't know why you do this show all year long. You should just wait till January to do it.
Well, that's the only thing that matters around here.
Patriots Football Weekly is brought to you in part by Ace Ticket, the official travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Patriots Football Weekly is brought to you in part by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots. Around the NFL, brought to you by Nissan.
When it comes to records in sports, there's some that mean something, and then there's some that are fabricated. They don't mean anything. Take the NFL, for example. If you have a record for consecutive games won in a row and it doesn't include playoff games, it doesn't mean anything. It's fabricated. But if you have a record like, for example, Randy Moss's 23 receptions for a touchdown, still the record, that means something. And what Peyton Manning did on Sunday, that means something too. 51 touchdown throws and counting, breaking Tom Brady's record of 50. Hey, NFL is all about winning games and scoring points. And when you did what Manning did, that means something.
A couple years ago, Roger Goodell wanted to change the way the schedule was made because he wanted to increase the importance of those Week 17 games that had sort of become a little bit like preseason summer exhibitions. Well, mission accomplished, Commissioner Goodell. You take a lot of heat, but it's worked for you in this regard. 13 out of the 16 games on Sunday are going to have playoff implications, whether that's to lock down a division, lock down a playoff spot, jockeying for positioning within each conference. So instead of seeing guys sitting in the games out wearing baseball hats on the sideline like we did a couple of years ago, we're going to be seeing important football games. Hats off, Commissioner Goodell.
Just a couple years after taking over at Penn State and taking over the unenviable task of bringing that program back, and barely more than half a decade since coming here as a low-level coaching assistant, Bill O'Brien is reportedly the hottest college football coach in America. He may make the leap to the NFL. The Lions might be calling. Some of the other teams might be calling. And I like it. I think Bill O'Brien is going to be a great NFL coach. And another thing, I think he's going to be a great offshoot of the Belichick coaching tree. Some of the other guys from the tree, I think they tried too hard to be Belichick. Bill O'Brien, he has his own thoughts, he has his own fiery passion, and he has his own unique background as a coordinator in college long before he joined Bill Belichick. Bill O'Brien, good luck with your next gig. It's going to be an NFL one.
Trash Talk, brought to you by Waste Management. Remodeling or just have clutter to get rid of? Waste Management's new Baxter, dumpster in a bag, can take it on.
Patriots coming off their biggest win of the season, but how much better do you feel about this team?
I don't know how you can not feel better about the Patriots. They did something that they hadn't done yet this year. They went on the road against a tough defensive front, and they dominated. They won the football game. This was as impressive a victory as A, they've had all year, and B, they've had on the road in some number of years. I wasn't sure they were capable of that. With all the injuries and everything they've gone through, they showed me something. 20%. I feel 20% better about their playoff chances now.
Excellent win. Excellent win on the road against a desperate team that's fighting for the playoffs, Super Bowl champs. They're still trying to defend that. But here's the thing. Regardless of who they beat, to me, it's still just one game. And I look at last week against Miami. They went to Miami and they lost. And around here, it was gloom and doom. This team doesn't have enough. They can't do it. Too many injuries. And I didn't buy any of that then either. You know, from one week to the next, you never know what's going to happen. And you know where I learned that from? Bill Belichick. He tells us every single week. One week has nothing to do with the next. And I don't think the Buffalo game will have anything to do with Baltimore.
I disagree. There was too much of a consistency with the road efforts this year. That worried me. That worried me about going to Denver or whatever may happen in the postseason. Heck, maybe they won't have to go on the road and all that can go out the window. But the bottom line is, I don't know how you can't feel better about a victory that got back to Patriots football. You know what was back? Turnovers. You know what was back? Some pressure on the quarterback. You know what was back? Key plays in the red zone. It was all back. It felt like Patriots football. It felt like Patriots playoff football. And that's a good thing heading into January.
It was back for one game.
Better to be back for one game than to be missing for a year, no?
It hasn't been missing for a year.
Missing
it's been missing the last couple of games.
All year.
All
they have gone on the road against good teams and lost.
No, I'm talking about all
Jets,
the elements that you just talked about.
Bengals.
The running the ball.
Against
the forcing,
good teams,
the
it has not been
turnovers.
There all year.
They've been able to, force turnovers. How did they beat Denver? They forced a million turnovers.
Was that on the road? Was that a typical game?
Okay,
with
you
a
want
good
to keep all your qualifiers. What I'm talking about is the elements of style that you're talking about has been
like
evident
Carolina,
in other games.
The Jets, and those previous games, the Bengals. They showed me something they hadn't shown me previously, and I give them credit for that. I'm not stubborn like you and won't change anything.
Don't.
Stubborn.
Here's what you do. Here's where you change the argument. You learned it from Fred. I'll give you the nod. You learned it from Fred. You changed the argument. I am not taking anything away from this win. This was a very impressive win on the road,
just
as
irrelevant.
I said, against a very desperate football team and a proud football team. I am just not going to put any stock going forward that what they did last Sunday has anything to do with what they do next Sunday.
So had
Sunday
they got their
January.
Butts kicked on Sunday, you wouldn't have felt any different.
No, one game.
That's ridiculous.
To me, one of the biggest
count anything that happens.
To me, one of the biggest myths in the NFL is the hot team that gets hot down the stretch is the one to be worried about in the playoffs. That's not always the case.
So you want the
Baltimore
cold team.
Could not
you
have been playing worse.
Into the
Baltimore could not have been playing worse football heading into the playoffs. They lost four of their last five last year. They rattled off four wins to win the Super Bowl. Whoever plays well in January will win in the playoffs.
Thanks.
And the Patriots,
thanks for clearing that
if they're
up
able
for
to
me.
Do that, they'll be able to win in the playoffs. If they're
and
not,
I think they have a
we're
better
sit
chance
there and
of doing
say, wow,
that now.
Baltimore game was a fluke.
I
just like right now, we're saying the Miami game was a fluke.
Josh Klein stepped up. Logan Ryan stepped up. They found new guys. Silver Seelinga stepped up.
Congratulations.
They found new guys.
Congratulations.
I don't know why you do this show all year long. You should just wait till January and do it. That's all the time that matters.
Well, that's the only thing that matters around here.
Tonight's show is brought to you in part by Nissan. Choose Nissan today for great offers on our most innovative lineup ever. Shop at ChooseNissan.com. New England Football Night is brought to you by AT&T. Rethink possible. Patriots Football Weekly is brought to you in part by Roach Brothers Tasty Tailgating, official tailgate partner of New England Football Night. Read and React, brought to you in part by Yokohama, engineering the most advanced tires on the road for nearly a century. Yokohama, technology drives better tires.
All right, it's that time of the show where we answer your questions that you sent to AskPFW@Patriots.com. And this first one, I would guess, came in before the win in Baltimore. It's from Matt Lucia, and he says, if things don't work out for the Patriots this year, will they make change with the coordinators? He thinks they should.
No, I don't think you'll see major changes with the coordinators. First of all, it's Belichick's team. We've said that a million times. He's essentially the offensive coordinator. He's essentially the defense coordinator. He oversees the game plan on both sides of the ball.
He's the architect.
He is. Well, he's the architect, the builder, the framer, the finish carpenter, whatever you want to call it. He does it. But I also think he has a very comfortable relationship with both, obviously, Josh McDaniels, who he brought back after he left, which is rare for him, and Matt Patricia, who he's groomed on that defensive side of the ball. I would be stunned to see a major change on the coaching staff this year.
Okay. James Siegel writes in, were the officials in the Baltimore game trying to tip the game in the Patriots' favor? Were they replacement refs? The bad officiating does not diminish the Patriots' play, does it?
Paul, I know it's my turn, but did you want to handle this? This is sort of your expertise.
Officials. Well, the officials stink, but I mean, I don't think they necessarily stink for one team or the other.
Yeah, no, they just stink. I think Paul's finally right. This has been the worst year I can ever remember. It's been building.
Sooner or later,
I think it's worse
around.
This year. I don't think they're quite as bad as the replacement officials, but, you know, I thought they were consistent. I told Paul I hated both pass interference calls, the one that put the Patriots on the one to score a touchdown early and then the one on Steve Gregory late. I like to see guys fight for the ball. I thought it was just sort of incidental contact, but I think they were consistent, just consistently bad.
Yeah. The Patriots come up with their best win of the season, best road win in a couple of seasons, and we're wondering if the officiating maybe, you know, aided that in any way. No, the Patriots were dominant on Sunday.
And finally, Thomas McCauley wants to know if there will be a Patriots throwback game this year.
I don't think
it's late.
Well, you know, here's the thing. The league and some of the safety, committees have talked about they want the players to be in one helmet. They don't want them changing helmets for throwbacks. So some of the teams that have been able to do that have changed the decals on the helmets. I'm not sure the Patriots want to do that. I guess there's an option. You could keep the helmet with a throwback uniform, but the Patriots have decided not to do that this season. So, no, there will not be a throwback game.
Throwback games are very important.
They love the red, Freddie.
Yeah.
You can still buy the stuff in the pro shop, even though the Patriots aren't wearing it. The actual attire, the throwback jerseys, available in the pro shop. Great Christmas gift.
Or after Christmas.
Or after Christmas. New Year's gift.
Right.
Birthday gift.
Right.
Super Bowl gift.
All right, that's this week's questions. Every
Birthday.
Week, send it to AskPFW@Patriots.com.
Arbor Day.